with my colleagues Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy and Ambassador Hussain Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute. Mr. Ambassador, Shahbaz Sharif is the prime minister one more time, back to the future. Is there a significant changes in his intention, his capabilities, now that his older brother Nawaz Sharif has returned and that the army has successfully overseen an election? I believe the famous cricket player Khan remains incarcerated. Is there a change in direction in Islamabad?
I doubt that there is a change in direction. We will probably have more of the same. I mean, Shahbaz Sharif and his supporters would argue that we now have a mandate from the people. Others will argue that your mandate is lacking because of the controversy about the elections. The political party of Imran Khan, PTI, has issued a white paper on what it terms as election rigging. So there will be that cloud. But the army and its supporters all want the government to focus on the economy. Pakistan's economy is in a mess. Pakistan owes a lot of money to many countries. Those countries are welcoming the formation of the government. That is a very interesting thing. China, the United States, the Arab countries, the countries that Pakistan owes money to, those countries are all welcoming the formation of a government. They'd rather have a government in Pakistan, whatever the cloud over its legitimacy, then not have a functioning government. And they do consider Shahbaz Sharif and his team to be relatively safe pairs of hands. Will the government be able to make the major decisions that Pakistan needs to take, like opening trade with India, dealing with the IMF, changing Pakistan's tax structure, etc., while Imran Khan and his supporters are snapping at their heels? That's a million-dollar question, maybe actually multi-billion-dollar question, given the size of Pakistan's borrowings, and we will have to wait and see. But I don't think that this is in any way a transformative moment for Pakistan.
Bill, I'm checking on Afghanistan because you have reported, along with the United Nations and other distinguished observers, that there are new training camps for al-Qaeda routinely in all parts of Afghanistan. There's also great commerce between the Pakistan Taliban and the Afghanistan Taliban. Does the formation of a new government influence any of this? Does it increase or decrease their capabilities?
I think it's a status quo when it comes to what's happening in Pakistan. We have to remember the government has very limited input on what can be done with foreign policy, particularly when it comes to the key areas of India and of Afghanistan. So the Inter Service Intelligence Directorate, that's Pakistani military intelligence branch, the Pakistani army, they're the ones calling the shots in Afghanistan. And as long as that happens, Pakistan is going to want to maintain its strategic depth inside of Afghanistan. It wants to maintain control. It's the devil you know and the devil you trust when it comes to Pakistan. And in that case, the Taliban is just fine with the Pakistani military, despite the fact that the Afghan Taliban shelters the Pakistani Taliban, which conducts attacks inside of Pakistan on a near daily basis. That's the price the Pakistani deep state pays in order to maintain its strategic depth inside of Afghanistan.
Does al-Qaeda recruit from the Pakistani Taliban, Bill?
Absolutely, it does. We know this, actually, based on documents seized from Osama bin Laden's compound. Al-Qaeda helped write the Pakistani Taliban's charter, and it even admonished Pakistani Taliban leaders for trying to poach al-Qaeda fighters from its rank and file, and these would be Pakistanis and Afghans and others from the region. So we know for a fact that there are Pakistani members of al-Qaeda, Afghan members of al-Qaeda. Unfortunately, within Western intelligence services, they're not considered, if they're Pakistanis or Afghans, they're not considered to be al-Qaeda. They view them as something else.
So the camps grow, the camps are untouched, and the camps are a threat to the whole region. Is that a fair summary? Yes?
Absolutely.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Hussain Haqqani, Ambassador Hussain Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.